Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Tells us in Psalms to praise God on all the instruments. Amen. And we understand that God invented music. Satan was the worship leader in heaven. Amen. He was kicked out and man has taken his place. And God has ordained that worship usher in the presence of God. We are in the end times. We're in the time the glory of God's coming to the planet. And if God has orchestrated the glory of God's coming to the planet and that he inhabits the praises of his people, praise has got to be a key facet of the glory of God coming to the church. He's coming back for a glorious bride. It's got to be a worshiping bride. You know, something I don't understand. I do understand because I used to do it at some level. Way back. Is people want to skip praise and worship and come for the teaching. And what they're saying is, I'm hungry for knowledge, but not hungry for God. I'm hungry for God. How about you? And the knowledge of God. And I want to know how to activate the principles of praise. I'm delighted today we've got Pastor David and Julie Redding with us in his worship group. And he is going to teach us on the principles of praise and worship and lead us in it. And I'm expecting the glory of God to fill this church as this day progresses. Amen. You ready for this today? We'll believe for the church to join us as we come along. Right now we just have the hungry. We're ready for the thirsty to come in later. Father, we thank you for this day, all you're doing in our midst. We ask you, Lord God, to visit us. Speak through Pastor David. Speak through Julie. Impart to us exactly what we need to know to go to the next level of magnifying your name and being visited by your presence. Saturate this place with your goodness. And I thank you, Father, that everything said and done today is exactly orchestrated by the Holy Spirit and takes us into the love of God. We thank you for it. We give you this service. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. Well, look, Pastor David and Julie are the worship leaders in a Grace Fellowship of Lexington, Grace, Maine. And have known Pastor David as long as I've known Pastor Callahan because he's his son-in-law. Amen. Now, you guys got married right after you came down, right? Right before? Okay, right before. And I'm telling you what, a man anointed of God like few I know in praise and worship, like none I know, really. I was, this has been probably 15 years ago, David had entered a singing contest with Daystar. And it was a nationwide contest, and they had 700 entries where you recorded a tape, sent it in. He won first place. Hands down, they said, it wasn't even a contest. This man can magnify Jesus. And I believe he is going to bless us today, his wife Julie as well. A little known secret you guys may not be aware of. I actually taught David how to refine his singing skills. It was probably about 1992 or something like that for his birthday. And I got him, I personalized a tape for him, How to Sing by Jack Shoup, personalized for David Redding. And I gave him some singing pointers of like how to hum when you forget the words and how not to breathe through your nose when you're singing, amen. And just some fine pointers that's helped him attain to the level he's at today. Well, look, I tell you what, stand to your feet with me. Let's welcome David and Julie. David, you take this thing over.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Man, that's a good way to start the morning, isn't it?
Amen.
I mean, I could start every morning like that. If we would just do that, what a shift it would make in our days. I mean, can you imagine? Just start the day worshiping God for just 15 minutes, 20 minutes, And your whole day is the course is set to be in God's presence if you just fuel it. Amen. I'm telling you what we're going to have. We are going to have a time today. What we're going to be doing is Pastor Dave and Julie are going to be teaching us all day about the principles of praise and worship and then leading us in it. Amen. And look, there's something about praise and worship. You'll get as much out of it as you put into it. As much as you can cast down the distractions, forget about tomorrow, the disappointments of yesterday, and just choose today. I'm taking this day, I'm dedicating this day to magnify Jesus Christ. You watch, it'll make a shift, not just in your day, it'll make a shift in your life. I'm looking for life change today. How about you? I want to go to the next level of magnifying Jesus. And let's just enjoy the day with God. How's that sound? But I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward to a day. So let's welcome Pastor David back and let's get into this thing. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well, let's see here.
Glory to God. I'm going to give you probably a whole lot today, so get the CD and listen to it over and over. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to take a look at the study right now, study of praise. Some of the words, some of the meanings of the word of praise, and give you a little more in-depth of what some words actually mean in the Hebrew, in the Greek. Give you more of an understanding instead of saying, let's praise the Lord. Well, okay, how do we praise the Lord? You know, what does that mean? You know, it means a whole lot of things. So we're going to take a look at that this morning. So if you will, let's take take a look at Psalm 8, verse 2. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Let's take a closer look here at that word, at that verse. Praise the Lord. You have ordained, founded. This is probably the Amplified here that I'm going to read some of this. So you don't worry about, you know, if it's not in your Bible. It says, out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained, or you could say founded, appointed, established praise. Because of your enemies, your adversary, affliction, distress, oppression, trouble, that you may silence, cause to cease, make or cause to fail, suffer to be lacking, put down, rid, and take away the enemy, the foe, and the avenger. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's a whole lot in there. Amen. Hallelujah. You've ordained praise. That word says strength, but you can say praise. Because of your enemies. So, you know, when the enemy comes at you, our first response should be to lift up a banner of praise and say, no, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, I praise my God who always causes me to triumph through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. So as he comes in you, you know, at you, maybe you feel a little sick or something. No, by Jesus' stripes, I am mended, cured, fixed, and restored to health. Praise the Lord. I thank you that I am healed. I am healed by his stripes. So that's one way to silence that little devil. Amen. That's under our feet. Hallelujah. That all he is a roaring lion, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know, if you don't begin to praise right away, he may devour you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, don't give him any place. Don't give him any thought. As soon as it comes at you, these fiery darts in your mind is where he comes at us. You just begin to say, I praise you. I thank you that you defeated death, hell, and the grave. You defeated every enemy, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. By your blood I overcome. By the word of my testimony I overcome. Hallelujah. So I've overcome you because Jesus shed his blood. He took stripes upon his back. He became poor so I could be rich. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your finances start screaming at you. No, he became poor so I could be rich. I'm a tither. I'm a sower. Hallelujah. And I keep on doing that which is good. I keep on casting my bread upon the water. And after many days, it shall come back on every wave. Hallelujah. My bank accounts are full and increased, overflowing. Amen. That's how you tackle the enemy coming at you, because he wants to keep you down. He wants to try to make you defeated. Hallelujah. When you're already seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above the devil. Amen. Now, that wasn't in my notes, but praise the Lord. I think that'll work. Woo. It's clear. Let's see. I have a number two here. It says, it's clear when we praise our God, there's a major victory brought forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Book of Psalms is full of scriptures on praise. If you were studying out of the Hebrew Bible, it would be known as the Book of Tehillim, praises. Hallelujah. And there are several words translated praise in the Old Testament. We're going to take a look at some of them now. We're going to take a look at Tehillah, and it's number 8416 in the Strong's, and it means hymn of praise. You can better understand the idea of praise if you take a look at the root verb from which Tehillah is derived. The verb is halal, and that's 1984 in Strong's, which means to shine, to make a show, to boast, to be clamorously foolish. I don't have a problem there. To rave, that word rave means party. To celebrate, glory, sing praise, and shine. Hallelujah. Does that sound like an awesome experience or what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you don't have to be silent. You don't have to sit there and, you know, like this. And because the Bible and God's word's clear on what he really wants to come forth out of your life as a born-again, spirit-filled believer. Halal, to shine, make a show, boast, to be clamorously foolish, to rave, celebrate glory, sing praise, and shine. Hallelujah. And there are a few English words translated from this verb, halal, by King James, which are commend, glory, praise, celebrate, boast, and shine. Hallelujah. Halal appears more than 70 times in the book of Psalms alone. Amen. And there's a command for every believer worldwide, and that command is hallelujah. And it means all of you must praise Yah. That's a command, glory to God. God set it forth that we praise our God. And, you know, there's nowhere it says to be still in your praise, you know, and to be silent. Don't say nothing. Just, you know, especially when you're praising God, you know, just to keep silent, because that's a man-made doctrine. That's some people's own doctrine. I don't have to do that if I don't feel like it. God said it's a command. All of you must praise Yahweh. We have no choice as people who stay in rank and divine order. Amen. We are on divine order under the word of God. Hallelujah. We believe this word and we act upon this word. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Let's take an example here out of the word of halal. Take a look at Psalm 22, verse 22. Hallelujah. Psalm 22, 22. And it says here, excuse me, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. Let's zero in on the midst of the congregation. I will, that word praise is halal, which means what? In the midst of the congregation, I will shine. I'll make a show, I'll boast, and I'll be clamorously foolish. I'll party, I'll celebrate in glory and praise, and I'll just shine forth. That little takes a little more light on that, doesn't it? Then in the midst of the congregation, I will praise. Amen. There's a whole lot to that. I've been known to knock over plants when I praise God. Amen. I've been known to run into people. Hallelujah. In a youth meeting once, I jumped off the stage, and they had a mosh pit or something like that. I started slamming into them. A little bit clamorously foolish. But at the time, it fit right on in there. And so I didn't have a problem doing it. Amen. Now, there's probably some people who have said, okay, he's really lost it now. He's, how old is he and he's doing that? You know what? I don't ever grow up as far as the world's idea of growing up when I praise God and when I'm led by the Spirit of God. You know, if you're led by the Spirit, you're the sons of God. And it, as long as the Spirit leads it, you're in divine order. Amen. Let everything be done decently and in order. Well, what is decently and in order? Hey, you jumped off the stage and hit those guys. That's decent, man. Mm. Psalm 22, verse 23. You who fear the Lord, praise Him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify Him and fear Him. All you offspring of Israel. Hallelujah. You who fear the Lord, praise Him. Halal. Halal Him. Amen. And again, that means to shine, to make a show, to boast, and to be clamorously foolish, to party, to celebrate glory, sing praise, and shine. Amen. Now let's take a look at some of the Hebrew words for praise. Let's look at yada. That's 03034 in Strong's, which means to use the hand, to throw at or away, especially to revere or worship with extended hands. To cast out, make confession, praise, and give thanks. Hallelujah. And let's look at yada, where yada is used in Scripture. Psalm 139. And verse number 4. Oh, excuse me, 14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Hallelujah. I will praise yada. Hallelujah. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. I will praise. I will throw away. I'll extend my hands. I'll confess. Hallelujah. I'll give thanks. Hallelujah. Yada. I'll give thanks to you for I, or you could say, I will give thanks to you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Another word, barak. It's, I guess I could tell you how they're spelled. B-A-R-A-K. And it's pronounced barak. B-A-W-R-A-K. Strong's 01288. Which means to kneel, by implication to bless God as an act of adoration. Bless, praise, salute, and thank. Hallelujah. You know, our military officers come in, first thing they do, they're in salute to those that are over them. And so, you know, we should be the same way. Amen. We're under God, under Jesus, under the Holy Spirit, under our pastors, our leaders. You know, I mean, I've often saw myself saluting Pastor Callahan, you know, as an honor to him as my leader. Hallelujah. And nothing would be wrong with that, you know, because we're the army of God. Amen. We're the kingdom of God. You know, next time you come in and you want to see Pastor Jack, you want to say, good morning, sir. I had attention at your service. Whatever you need me to do, I'm here to do it. I'm underneath you, and I appreciate your leadership. Amen. Hallelujah. Same way to God. I'm here. I'm under you. I'm do whatever you want me to do, Holy Spirit. I'm at attention. I'm here. I'm listening. Tell me what to do. I'm at your service. Amen. So that's yada. Amen. Praise the Lord. No, that's Barak. Excuse me. Barak. All right. Let's move on here. Let's go to Psalm 72, verse 15. And we're going to look at where this word Barak is used here. 72:15. And he shall live, and the gold of Sheba will be given to him. Prayer also will be made for him continually. Daily he shall be baraked. He shall be saluted daily. Hallelujah. We're going to bless him as an act of adoration daily. We'll praise him daily. We're going to salute, stand at attention daily. Amen. That's the word Barak there. Hallelujah. Now let's move on. Shabak, another word. S-H-A-B-A-C-K. Shabak, Strong 07623, which means to address in a loud tone. Yes, address in a loud tone. Well, that would blow away most religious churches there. Shh, stop it. I'm singing my hymn. Amen. If they only knew. And my people perish for lack of knowledge. Because they don't know. They're just taught men's doctrines. You know, what's handed and passed down through the generations, they act upon that instead of getting in the perfect law of life and liberty. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. To address in a loud tone, Shabbat, glory, praise, triumph. Hallelujah. And let's go to Psalm 147, verse 12. So you've seen a little bit more about some of these words. Instead of praise and, you know, just saying all the word praise, well, you're going to know what these mean. And then you can act clamorously foolish and salute and have a loud tone about you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Psalm 147, verse 12. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Shabbat, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Shabbat, your God, O Zion. Address him in a loud tone, O Grace Fellowship. Hallelujah. Triumph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's try that. Praise you, God. Address him right now in a loud tone. Hallelujah. We praise you. We give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Sambach, I say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now let's act clamorously foolish. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. I now know why I act like that. I'm just in line with the Word. You know, and the Word and the Spirit are intertwined together. So when I'm led by the Spirit, I'm actually doing acts of the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I'm getting caught up here. Zamar. Let's take another look here at another word. Zamar. Zamar. Excuse me. Zamar. 01267 in Strong's, which means to touch strings. Amen, Stephen. Parts of a musical instrument. Play upon it. To make music. Accompanied by the voice. To celebrate in song and music. Give praise. Sing forth praises. Psalm 57. Verse 7, let's go there. All right, 57:7. It says, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Hallelujah. I will sing and give praise. I will give Zamar. Hallelujah. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing. I'll make music to you, accompanied by my voice, accompanied by an instrument. Amen. I'll celebrate you in song and music. I'll give praise to you. I'll sing forth your praises. Hallelujah. You know, there's a whole movement. I'm not sure which one it is, but they don't believe in musical instruments. And I think it's Church of God, Church of Christ. And I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. There's two of them in there. Yeah. There's one that doesn't believe in musical instruments, but I think when people do like a special, they can use a piano or something like that, or an organ. Wow. Wow. I'm just amazed, you know, by when you get out of the Word of God here, that He wants it accompanied by musical instruments, you know. So praise the Lord for that. I don't know what I'd do without a musical instrument. I play every day. You know, I get on that thing and worship the Lord. And I'm sure Stephen does too. But my wife, you know, it's just an honor to play something God gave knowledge to create. He gave David, I believe, the knowledge to create all the instruments and name them even. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. That's a Zamar. Let's look at Todah. That's another word. 08426 in the Strong's, and it means extension of the hands, adoration, a choir of worshipers, confession, sacrifice of praise. Amen. Sometimes it's a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. sometimes a sacrifice to get up and lead praise and worship, as my flesh sometimes would say, you're tired, man. Your voice hurts. You had a pain in your side. Your knee hurts. Your heart was beating a little bit weird there. What are you going to do now? I'm going to give the sacrifice of praise. Amen. Many times I've gotten up with symptoms that are always subject to change. And I say, nah, greater is he that's in me. Amen. Than he that's in the world. My manifestation is now. It's on the way here. So I get up anyway. And all of a sudden I'm like, what happened to that pain? That thing's gone. And so I give no occasion to the flesh. Amen. Even though it speaks loudly to you, you just make that sacrifice. I'm going to praise God anyway. You might be coming going, dear Jesus. No, hallelujah. I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to do what I can do here. I'm going to praise you. Hallelujah. And liberty will come. Amen. If you just begin to give a sacrifice of praise and you act upon faith in what God said will happen in his word to you. Amen. The word is going to work. Amen. Hallelujah. So ta-da. Let's see. We got to look at Psalm 42:4. Hallelujah. When I remember these things, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to just read 42 all through to verse 4. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God, not for Buddha who's dead, hallelujah, who can do nothing for you, but my soul thirsts for the living God, hallelujah. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night. Hallelujah. This is for, he wants God, something awful here. Amen. And while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. With the voice of joy and praise. Hallelujah. With the voice of joy and todah. Hallelujah. With the voice of joy. Amen. Anybody have a voice of joy? Amen. Hallelujah. It's not just a voice. It's a voice of joy. Hallelujah. You know, if you try to smile, you go, hallelujah, instead of hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a voice of joy behind it. It's like when you pull up to a drive-thru to pick up some food, and they're like, I may take your order. That's not a voice of joy that you're there. You know, hi, we're going to get for you today. Well, hi, how you doing? No, sometimes I say that. Sometimes I say, hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please? And they look at me like, oh, I'm sorry. Hi, how you know, so it's kind of being I grew up a lot in fast food. And anyway, I don't know what got off on that. But a voice of joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I got McDonald's kind of threw me off here. All right. For I used to go down with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and todah. Hallelujah. With the voice of joy and extension of the hands. With the voice of joy and adoration. With the voice of joy and adjoined with the choir of worshipers. With the voice of joy and my confession unto my God, who he is and what he's done. With the voice of joy and my sacrifice of praise. With the voice of joy and thanksgiving. With the voice of joy and thanks offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if you just meditate on these and get them down inside of you, it just adds a whole new dimension to your life and freedom and praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to turn it now over to, okay, Pastor.
Hallelujah. You're fine. Stand right here, baby. Isn't it exciting to find out all these different types of praise? I mean, really, the writers of our scripture did us a little bit of a disservice just grouping everything under praise. The praise, we're finding out praise is a key part of acting on your faith. You know, we tend to walk around, I'm healed in Jesus' name, I'm healed. When really it should be, Father, I think I am healed. I bless you for my youth. It's got to be a key component. But I want to say something.